Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie. And you're listening to
So That's a Thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit. All right, everybody, welcome back. And let's get started on our next episode. Angie, what do you got for me this week?
So this one is really, I'm just going to apologize now to our listeners. If I go on a little bit of a rant, this is not anything new.
Okay.
This is not anything mind-blowing.
Okay.
This has been around for a while, but it has become out of control.
Okay.
Okay. And the why it's become out of control is why we're talking about it today.
Okay.
Why I want to talk about it today. So brace yourselves, okay, everyone, because pumpkin spice,
oh no,
is coming.
Oh, right? No. It is that time of year.
Yes, it is becoming that time of year. And here's the thing, everybody out there. I don't have a problem with pumpkin spice. I really don't. Like, you love it. You want a little spice in your coffee. You people with your lattes and your long lines at Starbucks, bless you, do you. Enjoy your coffee. My problem is that the entire world has jumped onto the pumpkin spice bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
And there are so many freaking products out there that are pumpkin spice that do not need to be.
Oh, I understand. Absolutely.
Like, this angered me last year because I think the reason it angered, I don't like pumpkin.
No.
I don't like pumpkin pie. I don't want pumpkin spice. I tried a pumpkin spice latte a long time ago. It tasted like hot canned pumpkin in a cup, and that was gross to me. So
I have to admit, I do like a pumpkin spice latte around the season, but I agree. It is getting out of control.
Show me a pumpkin donut. Num, num, num. But some of this stuff is just like, we're getting way too bougie about it.
Yes.
Like, this is my big issue. So, like, I like pumpkin spice cereal, pumpkin spice coffee, creamer, fine.
Okay.
Oreos, do you.
Okay.
Right? There's
okay,
a thousand
I have
of
seen
Oreos,
those Oreos
out there and everything like that. So, and I don't know if we're jumping on the bandwagon just because, like, fall is coming, right? Like, you know, even though we love summer and we love pools and stuff like that, I mean, it's Satan's asshole out there, right? Like, it's been hot the past couple weeks, and so I think people are looking forward to, like, you know, hoodies and bonfires, and, you know, it kills the bugs because it's colder, and it's football season, which go Bears, you know, so I don't know if that's why we get so excited about it. Then it's, like, the holiday season, and then you get that trifecta of Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Well, I also feel like they start to put it out too early, too.
Yes, like, it's just like, it's you know, before Halloween's even up, Von Maur has the Christmas tree. Going,
yep,
you know, and
yep,
so now all of a sudden it's like August 1st, pumpkin spice has to be on the shelves, you know, and it's gonna, we're gonna ride this PS train till probably March, right? Till Easter comes, and then it's, you know, the eggs out and everything like that. So my rant is, you know, it's not just so that's a thing, so that's a pumpkin spice thing.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So I had to, and I'm not gonna lie, I had to really do some research on some of these because there's so many joke things out there anymore. Like, I didn't know if it was a joke, pumpkin spice, like they were making fun of it, or if it was a true thing.
Okay.
So, the first one, gum. Yeah, like extra chewing gum has a pumpkin spice gum.
Ew.
Like, I don't know that I want that forever in my mouth.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot in my mouth.
No.
Like, yeah, so, gum.
No.
And
I can't. No, thank you.
No. Ew. So, the next one, CVS has a cough drop, a pumpkin spice cough drop. So apparently for you bougie folk out there, even when you're not feeling well, you still need your pumpkin spice,
I guess,
nearby. So I was just kind of, it was just.
I don't think so.
No. And then I started, you know, so then I kept looking. There's some chips that are out there. Yeah. So there's a company called Food Should Taste Good, which maybe listen to the name of your company. Food Should Taste Good.
Yeah.
They have a harvest pumpkin tortilla chip.
Oh.
Tell me what salsa you dip that in.
You know what? I think last fall I did see, like, a pumpkin salsa.
Oh! Is it just Libby's pumpkin in a can in a salsa jar?
I don't know. They just, like,
with a tomato?
I don't know.
And a mango, probably?
Yeah, I did not try it. I'll tell you that. No way. That's so
too
gross.
Much pumpkin in your mouth.
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
too much pumpkin in your mouth.
Which, and so I was like, God, okay, a tortilla chip, like, whatever, fine. Pringles.
No, stop, Pringles.
Pumpkin pie.
I feel like they're ruining it.
Yes. Like, when should my pie become a chip?
Yeah.
Never.
Never.
Never. If I'm eating lemon meringue, should that be on a chip?
No.
No. Why are you putting my pumpkin on there?
Yeah, I feel like that it's like that point where like excess is just it's just too much. Like,
yeah.
You just,
no,
it's can't. You're ruining
yeah,
it
yeah.
by making it
and
into
I,
everything.
Don't flavor blast that either, right? Like they add like the
if you want an extra kick, no, I don't want
extreme pumpkin.
There.
Yeah, extreme
pumpkin. When you just can't get enough.
Like, no. It's just inappropriate. So, the next one I came across, this probably most people would probably still enjoy it. It's just pumpkin spice pudding. But it's
okay.
It's orange.
I have heard
like,
of that.
I mean, it's
yeah.
not too far of a stretch from butterscotch. Would
yeah.
be like that. But
yeah.
it's like, just looking at it, like...
Well, especially with all the other products that they're coming out with, like, when does it stop?
It doesn't. It doesn't. Because there's also... a pumpkin spice fettuccine noodle.
Shut up.
I'm not even kidding you. You can order it on Amazon. It's $8.95 for
what?
12 ounces of pumpkin spice fettuccine pasta. Only 20 left in stock, listeners, so hurry up and order soon.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
It's August 4th.
Oh, it's hitting.
Only 20 left in stock. Yeah, you have
I
to
guess
pay
they
for,
got the racket on
pay
it.
Pay for
Jeez.
Shipping. And it was like, you could pair it, you know, it was like, you can pair it traditionally with your turkey and pumpkin seeds. How is that traditional? Who's eating pumpkin fettuccine as a tradition? But
wow.
yeah, so that
wow.
was one. Just a few more here to rant on about because then we get into the alcohol.
Okay.
Like,
yeah,
I will give you a
vodka.
Bailey's. I will give you a Bailey's
okay.
pumpkin spice because
okay.
that's like a coffee creamer to me. So
okay.
That I'll give
I can
you
get
that.
On board with that.
But yeah,
sure.
The pumpkin vodka?
No.
Like, it just doesn't sound good. I don't know why you want to drink, you know, you're already drinking your pumpkin spice latte. I can't imagine that a cold pumpkin. I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Well, I feel like with those vodka flavors, like, they're making everything.
Yeah,
out of
it's
that.
Too much.
And
yeah, there's like a mint chocolate chip cookie dough Mars. But I mean, it's just
right.
like, stop
yeah.
with that. So that was it. But then, if you keep looking, there's a pumpkin spice moonshine. Like, what in the fuck? Like, come on. Like, how bananas do you have to want to get? Like, to, like, you sit down with your flavor blasted Pringles and you're like, you really are going to rage. Like, you might as well just be snorting pumpkin spice. Like,
oh,
off a stripper's ass named Pumpkin. That's
oh,
all I'm saying. Like,
good grief.
That's hardcore to me.
Yes.
Like, that's super hardcore. And, of course, you know, they also have, like, you know, non-alcoholic, like, Welch's has the non-alcoholic pumpkin spice cider as well for those that don't want to rage. But it's just, there's
yeah.
a lot out there. And I just kept, I mean, you keep going and going and going. They had pumpkin spice body wash. And if you want to smell like a pumpkin, they had... Then there was a pumpkin spice nail polish. I'm like, it doesn't even smell. And it wasn't even orange. It was like dark with glitter in it. I was like, this, we have got, just call, put pumpkin spice on it. Basic,
it's good.
Basic bitches will.
Sold.
Yeah.
Like,
I
guess in that instance, like, I'm okay with, like, certain things that are associated with the season. Like, you know, like that certain kind of latte flavor or like the cider, because that's very much the
yes.
the seasonal
yes.
drink.
Yes.
But now if you're changing it to, you know, vodkas and Pringles
yes.
and like,
no,
what?
And that was my thing. Like, you know, even with, you know, Easter, and don't get me wrong, because I appreciate Reese's. Jumping on, you know, when they had the pumpkins, like the peanut butter pumpkins,
okay.
you know,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
oh, well, let's make trees for Christmas. Let's
yeah,
make eggs
yeah.
for Halloween.
But they were still the same
It was the
recipe.
Same thing, you know, whatever. I'm sure there's a pumpkin spice Reese's out there. You know, and on top of it, I finally ended my search when I saw, like, there was a thing for, it said pumpkin spice condoms. And I was like, this cannot.
Stop.
It
stop.
Cannot. And I was so angry. And thankfully, I went to Snopes, and it is not true.
Okay, good.
And what's funny, though, is that Durex even put out a tweet, because it was supposedly came from Durex, and it said, we've heard talk that we launched a pumpkin spice condom. We can't claim this one, but we do love it when people spice it up in the bedroom. So
oh,
if
geez.
You guys want to spice it up in the bedroom, maybe get you a can of pumpkin pie Pringles, throw
oh
back some
gosh.
Pumpkin spice moonshine.
Oh my gosh.
And enjoy your pumpkin spice loving.
Love
so
it.
So that
All
is
right.
my
So that's the thing, Angela.
I have to breathe. I'm going to be inundated with it, and I just can't, and I'm going to punch somebody.
It's right around the corner. I'll check up on you in a month.
Thank you. I'm going to just avoid the grocery stores like the plague.
How about you,
Molly?
Yeah, right?
Bring us back.
Mine's not much better, let me tell you. Okay, well, you had mentioned pumpkin spice donuts, how you love those and everything.
I do.
That leads our segue into my topic. I don't know if you've heard about this. It is a body modification that is called Bagel Head.
Jesus.
Have you heard of Bagel Head?
No, people!
Okay, so this is a body modification that was pioneered in Canada.
Yes.
It is actually practiced, though, in Japan in the underground scene.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so it is...
So it's not mainstream yet?
No.
Oh.
It is a temporary swelling, which is temporary, they mean like 6 to 24 hours, distortion of the forehead created by a saline drip and often shaped to resemble a bagel or a donut. So they insert a needle in the top of your forehead, drip saline. It said it takes about 2 hours. It makes a huge saline bubble in your forehead. Then they press into the center to make it shaped like a bagel or a donut.
Why?
It's like along the lines with like extreme body piercing and like that kind of thing. It is a body modification. Like for the underground scene, like you go to a party with your like bagel head.
Yeah. What?
Yep. And they... It was first done in 1999 by...
1999?
Uh-huh. And like this became
college.
I know. This became like a thing like that they were saying was like this huge Japanese trend, which is not. It is like the guy that originated said that at the most he's done it 10 times a year for like special occasions.
Sure. Yeah, you don't just do it because it's Tuesday.
Right. And it's for like fetish parties and stuff like that. And if any of our listeners wants to like Google this, it is absolutely insane.
Can you get an everything bagel head?
Like,
oh
yeah, I'm showing her a picture of this right now.
It looks like somebody.
I'll put it up on my Instagram.
It looks like somebody airshopped a Krispy Kreme onto his forehead.
Yep. It is insane. And so the only thing that
stretch your skin.
Yep.
Think of all the wrinkles.
Like, the only thing that I can, like, kind of, like, be okay with this is...
No. There's no be okay with it.
Is the fact that it is temporary. So, it is not something...
Well, and it's just saline, I guess, that's going into your body.
Now, there was some...
some sci-fi looking shit.
Yes. The thing that I was reading that it could be, like, dangerous because it could result in extreme dehydration. Because of this, and like there is a chance of the saline like not being completely clean, so it could get an infection in your body.
Well,
because
your body,
and it's like underground thing, like your body's like absorbing it.
Well,
so
anytime
like,
you're morphing your body in an underground art studio, you should probably take some sanitizer with you because not sure how clean anything's gonna be down there.
Right, but yeah, that's like what I like found that like it, that was like the only thing like it could be harmful to you. The only thing like that, again, like I said, like that it's temporary because you see a lot of these like body modifications.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how are you going to feel about this in 20 years?
Right. When
you
they
know,
have
like,
all the holes and like they stretch the earlobes out.
Yeah. The gauges that people can put in, which are super cool. But like how many people regret that when they're 50?
Right. And they have this big hole flap.
Yeah. Or the surgeries that people have to have now to close those up and everything like that.
Sure.
So this one, you know, I was like, okay, so it's only temporary, but still it looks freaking weird. Like I don't understand like what even possessed somebody to want to think to put like saline in your under your skin to create
to make
like,
it look like a bagel.
Yeah, a shape on your forehead.
Like if they were gonna put a shape on your forehead, I'd be like, can you put a penis? You know what I mean?
It's
like,
a bachelorette party.
Yay! Like I mean, yeah, like I can think of so many other shapes that I would, you know.
Yeah, and I saw like a picture of one where he had one above each eyebrow. So he had like two circles, like two bagels on his head.
Yeah, sure. I'm hungry.
Yeah, and it, like the drip itself can take up to 2 hours to even like where you sit there. Yeah, Yeah, so that's Angela.
I don't want... Well, I guarantee you next year it'll be pumpkin spice bagel hat. So it should be pumpkin spice saline for those of you that want to put it in your damn bagel head. Like, ridiculous.
For your fall tour.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. This is creepy. That's a thing.
It really is. It really, I don't know. I guess at some point I would like to maybe like talk to somebody and somewhat like, why would you do that?
I
just think
it stretches your forehead. I mean, I understand that he, you know, there was 10 times a year, but that's still like...
That wasn't...
I mean, my goal is to not have my skin wrinkle and stretch.
But yeah, the concern was, yeah, that was another thing, that it was have like sagging skin after, if you like did it too many times or whatever. Yeah.
Like bagels. Like donuts. Like, there's so many other things out there.
They're okay. Pumpkin spiced. But they're not okay.
No.
And body modification.
Well, and I just like, you know, can you put like a flag and paint it as an American flag? Like, are we going to start seeing that? Like, you know what I mean? I mean, I feel like there's so many other implications for this. But
Yeah, so keep an eye out, everybody, for the bagel heads of the world. And what's to come of this new practice.
Idiots. Oh, my God. So that is a thing.
Yep. All right, everybody. That's our episode for today. Hope you enjoyed it. And have a great thing. Keep out looking for new things in the world.
Yes. And thank you, world, for being bougie.
Bye.